Going on, I'm just making my way down the town. Ooh. What you gonna do, random stranger right next to me? Oh, you were so close. Don't give me that look now. Oh, it'd be so strange if you started acting like that with a complete stranger, no less. No, yes. I can be a lot of different things, but right now I'm being a... What was that again? Alright, salesman. Would you happen to want to take me home? I'm not doing the best in life, and I figured someone like you would understand me. Why? Because you're a complete stranger and I know nothing about you. Look, I'm asking nicely here because I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm kind of sick of it. Sick of sleeping on these streets, getting kicked out. Well, that's a long story that probably requires me telling a few dirty little secrets. No, it's not that I'm hiding them, no. It's more to say that I'm sparing you the details because you'll judge me for it. Just look at you. You're an interesting one. Almost make you want to dance, but nah. I'm more interested in getting to know why you decided to give me this time of day. Aren't you too busy for someone like me? Don't you think I'm just some kind of drug addict or something on the street? I'm surprised you're giving me even a moment to speak my mind. Damn, that's something new. Bing bong! You passed the test. I'm gonna let you adopt me, or at least take me home as a pet. Feed me a few meals a day, give me some water, maybe something more, like a kiss. Oh, you're so good at this. You should be a Tendo Tamer. I guess you already kind of am. The chaotic neutral energy right now is astronomical. Oh, don't be that way. I mean, come on, I can be a sensual fellow. I mean, not that I'm saying that's anything that you want, but the point is, you want that chaotic neutral energy. Do you want it now? So, for the low, low price of giving me a place to crash, I could show you what it's all about. You're always an interesting one. Mostly because you don't seem to know what you want either, and that just makes it more convoluted. Because the more we get to talking, the more I get to know what's going on in that head of yours. Oh, come on now. You know I got that style and grace that make you want to dance. They make your heart sing and your moves do a thing. Look, I didn't say I'm always good at this kind of thing. But I did say that I'll be interesting. Besides, you couldn't say no to somebody suffering like me. Like I said, you wouldn't want to know the boring old story. Look how I got kicked out of the last place. I mean, come on. It was nothing worth your time or mine. Falling out. Yeah, I'll just simplify it. It was falling out. We had some disagreements about how to use the washing machine, and I may have put 16 ounces of soap in there. It was quite a lot, and the whole thing flooded the apartment, and they kicked me right out then and there. Apparently, I broke some kind of lease, and I would have had to pay money, but they couldn't find my social security number, so... It was a little bit difficult for them to actually prove that I did anything, so I got away with it scot-free, except for being homeless. Well, you know, it's just kind of like that. I mean, come on, it happened to the best of us. What, you'd expect me not to? Why wouldn't I? If I didn't, then I'd be so wasted. In the talent department. Now listen to me. I could spend my whole day telling you why you should stay with me and keep me as your household's, friend. I'm real good at certain things. I just haven't figured out which ones. I used to be good at volleyball back in the day, but now it's just not as, you know, popular or necessary. So I have to do things more creatively. And that more creative usually means someone has to fit a bill for me. Hopefully you're not the one who's light of pocket or heavy of brain. No offense. Yeah, I guess I deserved that one. But you could have gone easy on me. Isn't it so easy if you get someone that's just gonna go along with everything you say? I'm not like that. I'm way more interesting. You just gotta get to know me first, and then once you do, you'll be all high horsing it to heaven. I just haven't figured out how to get out of hell first. Oh, come on. What's the worst that could happen getting involved with a guy like me? You're afraid? I bet you're not. You're probably excited about what could happen. I mean, come on, I'm probably the most exciting guy anyone's ever seen. Let alone you. I mean, look at me. Just look in the mirror and you can see it. I'm crazy, but in a good way. The good kind of way that a lot of people just don't get. You can get it free. I'll take care. Oh yeah, my name. Satori Tendo. Or Tendo Satori. It really depends on what you'd like to call me. First name, last name, why not mix it up a bit? My life and well-being is in your hands. No pressure. I'm not peer pressuring or anything. It's more to say I just thought it would be in your best interest to. I mean, why not? What would you really lose by having me there? Someone to make the laundry time more fun? And maybe every other time. I can also cook pancakes and probably kiss better than a lot of others. You know, I used to do the thing with the cherry stem as practice. I made TikToks for a while, then I quit. Well, I got shadow banned, so that was kind of how it went. It was my post... post-high school drama phase. What? Don't act like you're not used to it. I mean, come on, look at me. Do I really seem to you like someone who's dangerous? Well, yeah. Maybe I look the intimidating part sometimes, but I'm not trying to. You gotta understand by now. It just comes naturally to someone who's naturally as beautiful as me. What? You gonna deny that fact? Then you might want to get your eyes checked. Or maybe your ears. Look at that expression of yours. It's priceless, I tell you. Priceless to the bitter end. Now we just gotta figure out why. All right. You're just gonna let me come home with you. I'd call you a chump if I was a bad person. But I'm not, so you don't have to worry about it. And if anyone gives you trouble... I'll tell you right now, I'm very serious on a few subjects. For all the things that people don't take me serious on, they should take me dead serious on the fact that I need people to respect someone who does something good for me. When I owe you one, or when I care about you, if anyone gets between us, well, it's off with their head, figuratively speaking. I'll just land my foot or my hand, palm their face, slam them into the ground. You know, that kind of thing. I never was one for violence, but why not? It's what I feel in that moment. Someone gets between someone that I care about, someone that I owe something, and I'll go batshit crazy on them if I have to. I won't stoop to their level of hurting them. I'll just make it hurt in the best way possible, without doing any permanent harm to them. Isn't it better that way? Then they try and take you to the court, and then what do they got against you? They ain't got shit. I could spend my time just being this sniveling little fool that doesn't have any morals, but thankfully or not, I can't turn my heart off. And I can't turn my moral spectrum off either, as fucked up as it is. I at least have what I got. So, you don't try and change me, and I won't try and change you. I think that's just for the best of it. I mean, come on. You really want me to get into it? I'll take my time. You wouldn't like that. Maybe you would. Doesn't matter. You're taking me home and doing me a favor. So I've gotta do more for you. Smash those problems into pieces. I'll make life a little easy. My rhymes aren't what they used to be. What can I say? I had some bad experiences with it. There was a lot of people who just didn't get me. They tried to, but at the end of the day, I lost a lot of friends, and I went around floating through college until I failed. And now I'm just someone who's a loser on the street, but you showed some mercy to me. Maybe this time I'll be able to do a second chance of it. Maybe. I'd like to believe that. After all the people who isolated me and said that I couldn't do anything good outside of volleyball, it took everything I had to stop breaking people in that. By the time I was already too old for it, what was I gonna do? Just exist without doing that? Why? What's the fucking point in it? There isn't any truth at all. It'd just be boring. If life isn't a competition, I don't wanna live it. You know, those kind of competitions that let you smash people into pieces. At least mentally. Figuratively and... yes. Emotionally. Their soul. You gotta break their soul if they do something wrong to you. Of course I do that. That's why if anyone picks on you, they're making an enemy of me. And trust me, they probably wouldn't like that very much. They think they would now, but oh, fuck no, not later. As soon as they realize that I can palm their face, it's all over. Say what you want, but it's who I am now. You complaining at me or something? I can't tell with you. And why are you prying into my life in the first place? I already told you you won't like what you find. Don't you know how to take a hint? There's not much good here. The only thing I've got is the ability to protect. And even that I'm kind of fucked up on. Not gonna lie. Never really did too good at that either. And now look at me. Yeah, don't mind me. I'll take this couch and be gone before you know it. You know, you really should be careful who you pity. Mostly because if you pity the wrong person at the wrong time, it's all over. At that point, you have only yourself to blame, and what's to say, some psychopath like me on the verge of everything wouldn't be one of those people. You're risky, sir. I'm only gonna say this once. I don't usually get serious. Because when I get serious, I get sad. And I don't like being sad. I don't like it at all. In fact, it makes me sad just thinking about it when I'm not trying to think about it, or even when I am. Look, the point is, don't be taking in people like me. We're dangerous. Dangerous. Do I have to spell it out for you? Do I need to make an example? Look at this. Me shoving you against the wall for you saving me. Does it not click with you yet? Look at all this. What you're subjecting yourself to. What's with that big stupid smile? It kills the mood. I can't even pick on you like this. I hope you're happy for ruining that. You're an idiot. And I'm not about to tell you why. Because going into that is just opening a bigger can of worms. Ones you don't want to know. Yeah, I said it. And so what if I did? Who really cares about that? That wasn't what I was talking about. Sometimes there's people who just want the world to burn. Sometimes there's people that just want to see it all fall apart. Maybe they mean bad. Or maybe they've just had a shit show of life. But maybe that's me. Maybe you saved the wrong one. Yeah. You're kind of cute, if not just a tad bit annoying. What? I'm not gonna be dishonest with someone who saved me. But at the same time, I feel guilty about it. Guilty! I feel guilty because I'm done with it. I'm done with all of this. I thought I was done with my time even here. I thought for sure I'd be in jail by now. Beat someone up to the point where they're like a pulp. Done something unforgivable, but deep down, I just can't bring myself to do it. Why is it I'm such a failure at even being a bad guy? What do you think, doctor? Am I hopeless, hurtless, heartless? Hopeless, probably. Nothing. Like I said, it's nothing. I'm just talking to myself at this point. There's no one else who cares to hear it. Well, I guess except you, weirdo. Why would I call you something like that? Now you're just getting on a fucking high horse. And I kind of fucking like it. Not gonna lie. You're something else. Managing to break through my ultimate defense. My ultimate offense. Now what the hell was that? I don't even know what it was. Was it offense, defense, something like utility? Look, all I'm saying is, at this point, what am I? Yeah, going to... What a strange thing to say. You like broken men, huh? Just your type. I can't believe right now you stole words right from my mouth, right from my brain. Now my brain's blank. Thank you very much. You did this. You did all this. All of it. I hope you're proud about this. Because if you're not, you wasted both of our time. Because now I don't know how to look at you. I'm not going to look at you. Yeah, I'm not going to look at you. And you can't make me. La la la, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. La la la, just a failure here. Just a failure here. Yeah. It's like I said. When I really think about it, I just can't help but tear up. All those feelings I repressed with that funny side come swelling up like a big balloon. And every single time there's someone like you in my life, but they don't really care about me. So how would I know that you care about me, huh? It doesn't make sense. You just met me, I told you. I'm a fucking piece of work. And I know it's not nice to refer to yourself that way. But trust me, if you knew what I did, you'd probably think I was worse than I'm saying I am. I've betrayed people. I've been a lying sneak. Ruin people's days, ruin people's lives. Why? Because I got caught in this giant revenge plot in my brain. That was self-justified, and I went way too far. Fucking, why am I even talking to you about this? Why am I even being honest? What's the point? You're just gonna see me as a freak. Might as well get it over with, right? Might as well let the arrows fly and watch them as they fall down on me. As they blot out the sun. Like they always do. Long, long time ago, in a not so distant past, I, yes, even I, the fully grown adult, was a kid. Sadly, I wasn't very liked. I was seen as a creepy kid. That creepy kid that a lot of people didn't get along with, didn't like, etc. Well, anyways, things went one to the next. I put in an honest effort, trying to be a good person, trying to make friends, trying to make people see that I was just like everyone else. Sure, maybe I was cool, or I at least feigned it. I learned what I thought would be the coolest things, but I was always three steps behind. And why does it really go this way? Why is it things can't work out? No, you're right, they do. It just never feels like it's for me. The future I see a whole lot of people doing, it just never seemed like it suited me. So I started hating the world. Because deep down, I didn't think I could do it. Meet someone that makes me feel happy and lose them. Meet someone that makes me feel happy again and lose them. The way I saw it, I was afraid of that three strikes you're out. And as much as I hate to say it, I guess you're my third strike. Shameless as it is. In the end, I couldn't run from my destiny. Just like I couldn't run from myself. That is one hell of a fucking true story. You can run from anyone, but you can't run from yourself, eh? It's so fucking ironic. Because when I look at you right now, I feel those tendrils of hope snugly putting themselves around my neck. They're ready to take away hope. They're ready to. And yet it's not your fault. It's no one's fault, is it? That's the fucking irony of all this. It's no one's fault but myself that I'm like this. I was the one who started it all. I want to play that story in a different light. But how am I supposed to do that when I was the protagonist and the antagonist? What does it matter, right? Here. I'll save you the trouble. Consider this me doing you a favor. I'm gonna leave. Thank you for the kind gesture, but I'm not dragging you down here with me. No, and before we go, I thought I'd tell you you're really, really cute. And you shouldn't accept anyone but the best kind of guys. Or best girls. Or best non-binary pals. doesn't matter that. Listen, you better do that or else I'm gonna come back here and I'm gonna usurp your couch again. Why would you like that? That doesn't make any sense. Do you understand why? You're asking for someone like me. You're asking for someone like me? What? Why? And after all I told you you were getting yourself into, why'd you have to go and do something like that? Shut up, I'm not crying. This has nothing to do with tears. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's not like that. So what if it is, huh? What are you gonna do about it? You're not gonna let me leave, huh? Don't you know that's a crime to keep someone in your home that you let them stay at longer? It's like trespassing or something. Detainment, kidnapping, what's your play? And then you had the nerve to kiss me like that. You know how confusing that made me feel? Because I'm not used to that kind of attention. You may think I'm just a wallflower, who everyone thinks I'm doing just fine, going to my own tune, but there's no one left. When there's no one left, you just have to laugh to yourself. You just have to laugh. Because if you don't laugh, that's when the tears start like this. Fuck, what are you doing to me? I just told you this isn't what you should be getting yourself involved with. It's not too late. Just let me walk out that door. Why are you so goddamn stubborn? Don't you understand how this is gonna end? I mean, you have to understand, I'm a bad man. It's too late for me. You can't go saving gravel off the ground. I'll shut up with that. Guess maybe you're as hopeless as me, huh? You're maybe as utterly hopeless as me, and how are you going to fix me like that? So you just like broken glass, do you? Me too. That way I don't need to look at the ugly mug looking back at me and... Really don't like it too much when I say bad things about myself, huh? Maybe I gotta quit it. You get so used to it, though. You make songs about it. I'd like to be happier than I am, but how am I supposed to be when I know I'm gonna bring you down? At least I have a sneaking suspicion I will. And that makes me more nervous than any of this. Makes me shiver. You're way too nice. And it's gonna come back to bite you. So how am I supposed to save you from myself? You know, it's funny. All of this. And all I can think of is a little piece of paradise. That's what you are with all of this. And everything, you just keep making me feel loved, safe, wanted. And how the fuck am I supposed to respond to that? You just think that broken men can stop being broken. Well, if it's possible, I'm certainly not the expert in fixing, just breaking things. Breaking hearts, breaking souls. Breaking everything I thought I wanted. Because I was jealous. Because I was always jealous. I seemed so happy when you look back at it, but it wasn't. It was just me laughing so I wouldn't see the me in the mirror. And now I'm terrified of them. Mirrors might just be my worst enemy because of that. How am I supposed to just allow myself to want you? To accept all this love you're giving me when I can't even accept? There's a lot of baggage, you know. You're asking for a hell of a lot. And just why would I do it in the first place? How do you know what I want? No. Paradise. You really are my paradise, aren't you? Fuck. And just how am I supposed to... How am I supposed to face you? How am I supposed to make you smile while I'm at it? I know how to do a fake smile. I might even know how to do a real smile sometimes, but I can't teach someone else. You really don't know when to give up, huh? Well, fine. Since I can't beat you, might as well join you. Just a fair warning. I'm a disaster, I make disasters, I have them happen around me, intentionally or not. Say what you want for those pretty words, but they don't make me a better person. I'm the one who needs to put in the hard work for that, and I haven't. So it makes you think that you can save me, paradise. It's ironic, isn't it? I started calling you paradise, but I don't think I deserve you. I'm afraid more of myself, more of what I'm capable of, how I could ruin your life that way, how I could make your life a lot worse than it already is. I don't claim to know you, but I know that I'm a crazy motherfucker that has a hell of a lot of baggage and... You still won't let go, so I don't know how to say no here. Don't know how to turn my heart off. It's just so ironic now, isn't it? I wasn't going to show a single shred of earnest truth about myself. And then I did. And then I fucking did. And now look at me. I'm a fucking mess. And look what's going to happen next is I'm going to fucking sing a song or something. No, you're right. If I want to be anything in this world... I better be exactly what I fucking want to be. Except I really don't want to be the bad guy anymore. Maybe just a little bad. Not real bad. Mostly bad. Some bad. Not all bad. You understand, right, Paradise? Why don't you take me to Paradise then? Since you want to be so nosy. I'll live here. As long as you'll have me. But I'm pulling my weight. I don't care if I'm a dropout. I will find a way to make all of this worth your while. Because I'm not about to give up all this. I'm not about to make you suffer for me. And I'm not about to make you feel like you're having to do all these things at once and carry my slack too. Fuck that. I'll do more than that, though. I'll make you happy. No matter what it takes. Because I'm just crazy enough, motherfucker. Just crazy enough to make something out of this. Crazy thing called love. Jeez. When you look at me like that, of course I'm gonna lose my mind a little more. You're the one who's asking for crazy. Hope you get what you're looking for. I wouldn't want to disappoint you. So I'll just have to give you more. What the hell do I even mean at this point? You know, sometimes I don't fucking know. I just say things and go with it and pretend I know what I'm saying. Go until I lose my fucking mind. Well, I guess that's one way to go forward in life. So, wanna get lost with me? Lost in this whirlwind of regret, passion, love, smiles. Maybe from the heart for once. It's almost unfair. I don't know how to say no to you at this point. It'd be cruel if it wasn't so honest. And at the same time, you really are my paradise. And I guess the only natural thing would be to spoil you, right? Spoil you like the crazy fucker I am. Spoil you and take out all these good and bad feelings until you feel it. Your body's so sensitive, it's almost hilarious. Oh, God. I just want you so bad. Strange. I'd shove you in the wall. Once to prove a point. And the second to disprove it. Fuck it. I want you. And I can't care anymore about anything else. Fuck regression. Fuck apprehension. I only want kisses and love and passion and to touch you all over that sexy body of yours. Look at you, making me want you so bad. And after I almost walked through those doors, why? Because I can't stay sad all day. If I did, it would just be wasting time. And I'd rather spend it making you cry out my name. What was it? Damn right it is. You know, this whole time I've been trying to figure you out. It was pointless, wasn't it? Because all I had to do to figure it out was just hold you in my arms. And really get to know what you were thinking. And then I realized it. You're not as complicated as even you think you are. You didn't think I'd just take normal things like that? No, no, no! I gotta steal your heart now that I found my paradise and I gotta make you mine. I can't stay bleak for very long, or I wouldn't be doing a very good job of it. Where was I? Oh, yes. You're next on the menu. Hope you don't mind. I'm gonna savor you. Your neck's so sweet, you know. But if I kiss down, what do you do? Go right on this nipple. Don't mind the teeth now. I don't bite too hard. Oh, and what are you going to do if I do this? You don't seem the type to worry about things too much like that. Or like you've got the time to focus on it. These eyes of yours. This cute tummy. Where do I begin? Where do I stop? Don't get me wrong, your nipples were so sexy, but your tummy is too. And down low are these thighs. Exquisite. No, it's not fun enough. You're right. If I'm gonna torture you, I'm gonna torture you. In style, I'll melt some chocolate on you. Drizzle it over until there's a nice coating. All over that sexy head. You like the heat of the chocolate, don't you? You like it even more when I lick it off of you. Look at all that syrupy chocolate. It's getting all over the place. In every crevice and hole. Guess I better clean you up real nice. And slow. I gotta spoil you since you're sweet like that. You wouldn't expect anything less from me, would you? No. Gotta get every drop of the chocolate. Turns out you're even sweeter with chocolate. But I think I like your flavor even more. Nice and clean, huh? You didn't think it was that easy. Oops. My bad. Spilled some on me, too. All over my fat cock. Guess we'll have to clean each other up, huh? Might as well make it a party. You get to feast you, baby. Oh, fuck you. I'm glad I called you paradise. Because you're way beyond paradise at this point. Yeah. Slobber all over the cup. Clean up every last drop of chocolate. I want you to feel it so, 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 so much. Oh, you're really gonna make me feel it, huh? Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, you're gonna drive me crazy here. Oh, God. No, paradise. Suck that cock. Yeah, come on, suck that cock. It's not going anywhere. Fuck yeah. You're fucking prancing like a dog over here like that. Oh, you fucking love it, don't you? Yeah, you fucking do. Yeah, you fucking do. I want every time we fuck like animals to be like this. Oh, I want to lose my mind with you every single time. Yeah, suck that cock. Suck that cock, Jamie. Suck that cock. No, fuck it. Oh, you're gonna get some cream with that. Nice chocolate. Oh, yeah, come on, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna fill your mouth with so much fucking cum. Not you lose your fucking mind. Oh yeah, you will. Oh fuck you. Oh fuck you, come with me. Oh fucking come with me. Still feels so fucking good, man. Oh, goddamn. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. So that's what you were getting at, huh? You just wanted me to take my time. Or maybe you just wanted things to go faster. Fuck yeah! We're gonna have our time right now. And you're gonna be impaled on my cock. And don't think I'm gonna take it that slowly. I'll make it nice for you, but you gotta make sure you be careful. You're so fucking sexy. And as much as I want to get into that kinky shit, as much as I already have, I want to love you. I want to learn how to and be a good man to you. That's why as much as I'd like to do something crazy, all I'm gonna do is fuck you in front of this mirror, pick you up, hold you in my arms. Because that way, you get a better view of me and I get a better view of you. I'll split open for me. What can I say? I distract myself from the pain so that nobody ever sees me when I'm sweating. That's just how it has to be, you know? Because if I didn't, I'd never have made it this far. And I'd never have you, Paradise. Look at you. How messy down there after I cleaned you up. What's the meaning of this? It's almost like you had fun without me there for a moment. Or am I to take those hands wandering as an invitation for me to get involved? You're the one who told me you wanted me. You're the one who said you had a thing for broken men. So, now, why don't I tell you? I have a thing for broken paradise. Let me show you how to get there. It's pretty simple, really. You just gotta relax and let me handle this. Or fight back. You're free to. If you want to make this a competition, we make it a competition. And one to remember, baby. One to remember deserving a paradise. Look at you. Sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Do you like it when I whisper in your ear? I bet you do. Enjoy every bit of it, right? Then there's only one thing to do. Pick you up like that. Pinch those nipples a little. Well, I'm at it. And hover my cock right here. You see, I'm lifting you up. You're so easy to pick up. So easy to toy with paradise. Gonna get fucked nice. Ooh, yeah, baby. If I'm gonna spoil you, I gotta make sure I spoil you right. I gotta make sure that it's really what you want, and not just some clever impersonation of it. If I'm gonna make you mine, my paradise, I've gotta make sure that you realize exactly what you're getting yourself into. The slow, tantalizing waves of pleasure. You're gonna feel it. And you're gonna ache for days for me. Now you're gonna feel it. I was just gonna let you off with a few things, but damn, you keep egging me on. You keep making me want more. So I'm gonna take some more. Don't be too stubborn now. You'll hurt yourself on that hard cock. Savor that flavor, baby. Deep inside you, I want you. Now slowly, slowly, I'll let you have some of this. I know you want it so badly, come on. Why not just be more honest about it? I mean, come on, what's the worst that could happen? You get addicted to me. At least I could do something. Take the edge off those bad nights. I happen to know that you really like me. I can't tell why, but I like you too. You're just crazy enough to keep up with me, you know that? You want my guy? I can't hear you. Come on. Show me how much you want to hear. Grind up and down that. Yeah. Fuck yeah, baby. I'm not gonna lie. The way you do things is getting me riled up. Real crazy, like. But at the same time, when I look into your eyes, I contrast like a bitch. Because I feel something in my chest. Just for you. And it makes me feel soft when I'm supposed to feel hard, you know? That contradiction getting to me. Well, I guess there's only one way to find out which one wins. We go at it like fucking animals. Up you go on the Tenzo Satori Express. Next stop, Pleasureville. Oh, you're gonna enjoy this, I could tell already. Ooh, and that supple ass of yours. Oh, yeah. Just begging for a slap, huh? Begging for a slap. Oh, yeah. Now it's time you realize I'm in it for the long haul. If you want to make this just a fuckfest, that's one thing. But you mean more to me than that. So if you told me right now to stop, or any time before this, or any time after, I swear I'll do it. No matter what. Do you understand? As much as I may seem like a crazy, I've got my head about me, and I'll never turn into one of those monsters that takes advantage of someone. Love you too much for that. Yeah. Just like that. Can you feel that cock warming inside you? Well, it hasn't quite gone inside yet, but still, you're practically making me this much harder. It's gonna make me drive myself wild on you. I'm sure you're going to like it. Yeah, once it gets inside. I just hope you don't lose too much of yourself. I wouldn't want to break you too bad. Your neck's wide open. Completely wide open. So, I think it's time I treat you to the hard cock exchange with those insides of yours. Yeah, baby. I never said I'd make things easy for you. No, that's not the tender way. I will, however, make you feel it. I couldn't just let you go like that. No. Stirring out those insides, huh? Yeah, look at me. Come on, baby. Show me what paradise looks like. I'd say it looks just like you, yeah. Oh, pumping me full of crockage never felt so good. I've never felt this good in my whole fucking life. Yeah, and finally someone feels the same. That's what I always wanted. I didn't want something that complicated. I just wanted something crazy, something passionate, something meaningful, something beyond this fake love you see so much with people. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Just look at you. Ah, fuck yeah. You really like that, don't you? Of course you do. Cause I'm the best man for you. I'm the best fucking man for you. Yeah. You wanna get some of that, yeah? I like to play with my food. How about you? I could just leave it at that. But where's the fun, babe? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I fucking love you. Oh, I fucking need you. More than I thought, anyways. Yeah, you fucking like that, don't you? Yeah, give me everything you got, yeah? For this fat cock inside you. Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Choke on that cock with your nether fucking lips. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not half bad, eh? Didn't expect you to be like this, but I can't really complain either. I'm just happy being able to meet someone who can stomach me long enough to, well, toss some rocks on the old fire. And so what if I wanted to hold you? You're just gonna say no all of a sudden, right? No, you wouldn't do that. You can't resist me just like I can't resist you. I still can't believe you saw me cry. You better forget about those memories now. Otherwise, I'll have to make you forget them. With new ones. That's what you get. Challenging me to its kissing war. You're gonna lose it so bad. Or is losing winning? Only one way to find out, right? As long as you don't mind all this. Just making sure. Definitely not my intention to weird you out. That's so not my style. If anything, my style's being weird, but claiming it, making it my own thing. Who am I kidding? Then just shut up and kiss me.